Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. With all the supposedly great financial news being reported in recent months, it gives me no pleasure to explain that there are three imminent problems that will likely turn markets downward over the next several weeks. The first is just a continuation of the growing public awareness of the massive burdens of government on funded liabilities for employee pensions and retiree health care benefits. I have covered this subject in depth for years, and the rest of the media and the politicians are starting to pay serious attention. Still, I don't think that most of the public yet realizes that the problems even exist, much less the magnitude of their impact on the future. That is going to change quickly as a result of the next two items coming soon. At the end of its two-day meeting next Wednesday, the Federal Open Market Committee has pretty much promised that it will increase the federal funds interest rate. When the Fed did its initial increase 2 years ago, U.S. stocks and other markets stumbled. That is going to happen again this time around, though it may take until mid-January. A larger impact will hit when banks in 120 nations, including all European Union members, on January 1st will be required to record bad debt losses at the time loans originate instead of waiting until after the debtor stops making timely repayments. This IFRS 9 standard will, as estimated by the European Banking Authority, result in a sudden 13% increase in bad debts recorded by European Union banks. U.S. banks, by the way, will be hit with their own stricter standard a year later. While this new regulation will be spread over 5 years, this sudden decrease in bank profits will lead to tighter lending standards, which will restrict business borrowings. General business profits will suffer. As this happens, stock market valuations, instead of reaching ever higher levels, are almost certainly going to be challenged. As a result, I expect gold and silver prices to shine next year in comparison. Are you prepared? That's it for this time. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.